an English teacher, Shakespeare has been in my lesson plans for years. I could teach the Bard with my eyes closed. But what if we could reimagine one of the most classic plays in a new light and take the famous couplet, "For never was there a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo," and flip it on its end? "For never was a story of more whimsy than this of the Montagues and their daughter, Rosie." Hi, and welcome back to Likely Stories. I'm Paige Connell, and I teach English at Midway High School. We know Romeo and Juliet as a tragic love story for the ages, but what if they didn't die after all and survived their poison and knife ordeal? What if they went on to have a huge family, including a daughter verging on spinsterhood, and are still paragons of love and success in fair Verona? This unique take on a timeless tale will have you laughing, finding parallels to the original, and twisting your brain to solve a murder. Rosie, short for Rosaline, Romeo and Juliet's oldest daughter, is strong, whip-smart, and an excellent matchmaker for everyone but herself. Her betrothal to the odious Duke Stefano leaves her anxious until the Duke is found murdered at their betrothal ball. Rosie finds herself as the central suspect who must work to clear her name while also discovering the real killer. Assisting her in the investigation is her nurse, the same one who cared for her mother Juliet years ago and was instrumental in Juliet's fake death plot. Friar Lawrence, notable apothecary and trusted confessor, still in his wise confidant role. Prince Escalus, the son and heir of the original ruler of Verona, who brings a certain princely charm and gravitas. And Lysander, a handsome young stranger with whom Rosie shares a love at first sight moment at her ball. There are so many nods to the original Shakespeare here. A balcony scene, swordplay, a climax in a crypt, lines from the play, love stories worthy of the history books. Add in a murder mystery, a sassy and confident narrator, and a familiar base text, and you've got yourself a recipe for a great story. This is the first in a series, so be prepared for it to end on a bit of a cliffhanger, but it was an enjoyable tale. I've read and taught the original Romeo and Juliet a dozen or so times, so while it's a familiar story, I loved the tangential take and the fully fleshed characterization on those I thought I knew so well. The reveal in the third act was surprising, and this has the potential to be a series that has us revisiting this daughter of fair Verona for years to come.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. Find this and past episodes on our website at kwbu.org. Look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.